Instacart is a grocery, mostly started as a grocery ordering service. It's added restaurants along the way. All right, so I'm going to open Instacart.
Instacart.
At the very top, it's got a restaurant button. And also, there's a tab on the bottom that has restaurants as well. But I'm going to double tap the restaurant button.
Heading. Delivery button. Free item. Spend $15. Rated 4.3 out of 5 stars. Free item. Spend $15. Featured restaurants. Link. Search. Button. Link.
What
Top 10
originally
hottest crispy.
happened?
Link. Free item. Spend 25. Subway. A top rated restaurant with 4.6 out of 5 stars based on 54 reviews.
So I've got Subway.
$0 delivery fee. Bullet. Delivered in 10 to 25 minutes. Save on select items. Wendy's. Rated 3.7 out of 5 stars. $0 delivery fee.
As we went to Wendy's, it said it gave its rating, and then it said $0 delivery fee. But the key here that I learned the hard way is it's not telling you everything on the first screen. So say I went to Wendy's
Rated 3.7 out of Wendy's.
and I double tapped on Wendy's.
Heading. Pricing and fees. Number one most liked. Link. Bacon double stack trademark Biggie trademark bag. Link.
All right, so it's got its first thing you want.
$8.54. Link.
So it's got the first item.
Quick add button. Link. Number two most liked. Link. Quick add button. Number one most liked. Bacon double. $8.54. Quick add button. Number two most liked. Link. 10 PC. Crispy chicken nuggets. Link.
All right, so it's got you crispy, and you can go through and order anything you want. Here I am, I'm thinking I'm in a free item. Okay, I get free delivery. It had free delivery right in the list. What I didn't do was go to the very top, and it says,
Wendy's, heading level one. Bullet. 310. Bullet. Wendy's, heading level one. Bullet. Link. Chevron right small. Link. Object, object. Radio button. Checked. Object, object. $0 delivery fee on $35 plus.
what happened to me was I went right to the food and I didn't read the zero delivery fee on $35 plus. So I went and I made my order. No big deal. So I go through and I make my order. Now I'm not going to go through and do an order here, but one of the things they also add to your order is they give you a PIN, and it's a four-digit PIN. And as you're checking out, they give you this PIN. So what I did was I went and I wrote it down somewhere else because I was afraid I was going to lose it. And I don't think it was on my end screen. But the first time I've done this twice just to make sure what was happening here. So the second time my PIN was the last four of my phone number. The first time it was not. It was an arbitrary whatever set of four numbers. Okay, so then when I go and I do my checkout, and then all of a sudden, there's this $8 extra fee. But the way the checkout is shown, you don't know what that fee is for because all it tells you is the total of the fee. I knew the total of my food, but when I look at my food, say it was, say, maybe $18, but my bill was $26. And I can't figure out, well, where is that 18 extra $18 come from? Well, what they use for delivery is they use Uber Eats. So no matter what happens here, you're going to get your delivery through Uber Eats. Well, I did get my food. I did get my delivery. I did remember the PIN, and the guy did ask for it. And the delivery guy was surprised at, hey, they're asking me for a PIN. And I said, yeah, here's the numbers. And he put it in, and everything worked. But the key here was I didn't read the top line. All I read was the first thing is, oh, free delivery on the first line of the listing of all the different restaurants. So the key here is you got to read the whole thing and I guess be more careful. Oh, also, normally Instacart, you used to be able to look at all the receipts and you used to be able to, when you are getting your order, see the receipt in Instacart. But because they use Uber Eats to deliver, that's where your receipt comes through is Uber Eats. That's all I have on Instacart restaurants. Just wanted others not to go through the stupid pitfalls that I did.
So, do you know if it's across the board that they're using Uber Eats for every restaurant, or is it just that one particular restaurant you picked?
I did it twice,
And
and
in with
both
all Uber Eats.
times it came through Uber Eats.
Okay, so you gave us good words of caution. Like I said, nobody would have, if we did have somebody from Instacart, no one would tell us that you're
No.
really doing business with Uber Eats.
Exactly, but I didn't know it and I couldn't even find my receipt. And then a couple hours later, I got an email with my Uber receipts receipt. And I thought I saved it, but I apparently didn't because I can't find it. I looked for it this morning. I couldn't find it.
I'd be curious to do the same order from the same restaurant
both ways. I would, but I don't want to spend that $8 again.
I didn't see which one actually is cheaper.
Sorry,
yeah.
Frank.
Yeah.
So about the fee that they don't explain, I guess you have to assume that is how much you're charging it for the delivery, right?
Yes.
For instance, if you have a Uber Eats account, sometimes you got all these promotions, blah, blah, blah. I guess and if you do it from here, you will not be able to take advantage of those promotions, correct?
No, because it's a separate thing. That's an Uber Eats account. And they just, oh, by the way, we just happen to be using Uber Eats for Instacart. And by the way, we're not going to let you know how much your delivery is. Here's your total price.
So do you have to have an Uber Eats account at all?
Oh, no.
Doesn't sound like.
No, okay. Not at all. All you right. have to have an Instacart account.
But... Account, yeah. Now, all are right. there any other fees apart from opening an account?
I wouldn't say no. I don't know. I'd no. have to retry it again, but I'm not really willing to do that because of these exorbitant fees for charging. They're giving you all these ads, but I can't get at any of them.
One thing I'm curious about is that, you know, in the case of Wendy's, it said if you spend $35, you get free delivery. Would that have waived the Uber Eats fee as well?
Probably, yeah, but yeah, I didn't read the top line. You know, I didn't have $35 at Wendy's. I suppose, you know, if I had that, I would have.
I feel like such a pig now. I would never.
Right.
Below $35, yeah.
Yeah, really. I was like, why am I going to drop $35 at Wendy's?
On Wendy's, yeah.
Thank you very much, Margaret and Jake. Thank Great you. Presentations yes. as usual.